we in the NDC think that government lacks the commitment to address this issue. We have held that the collapse of the Ghanaian economy is not natural, and that government and its appointees' behavior have led to the collapse of the Ghanaian economy. And this is a typical example of what we have been talking about, and that they are keeping huge sums of this money in their homes. How can an appointee keep up to a tune of $1 million hard currency in her home in the midst of a collapsed economy? And so we think that the president doesn't have a commitment in dealing with corruption. And so her resignation is nothing. It doesn't heal the economy. It is just a matter that has exposed what we have always held about this government and its appointees. They are keeping huge sums of money in their homes belonging to the state. And that if everyone decides to keep money in their bank, what will become of the Ghanaian economy itself? What will become of our credit strength? Would have destroyed the economy. And so when we have a policy that people should transact businesses through banks, you have government appointees keeping money in their houses. And that is bizarre.
I think the minister is honorable because I think she did the right thing by resigning, and she wants an investigation, and she has denied that she did anything wrong.
She's not in a position to decide whether she's done something right or wrong. It is in the discretion of the public to determine whether she's wrong or right. And so for me, I believe that we must begin to understand that the collapse of the economy is not a natural situation. It is very artificial. It is not because there was COVID or there was a Ukraine war. It's because the president and his appointee are engaged in such activities that undermine the credibility and strength of our economy. And so her resignation is nothing to write home about.
Is it fair to want to blame the government for her action?
The president himself eats corruption and drinks corruption. No president has been so corrupt in this country like His Excellency Nana Akufo-Addo is.
You said the president himself is corrupt. Do you have any evidence to prove that?
Appointing families and friends when you have promised not to do same in itself a corrupt practice. Chartering a private jet in the name of baffling in the sky is in itself corruption.
The Ghanaian people, what is their reaction?
The Ghanaian people are not waiting. They are not ready for a coup, as all of us believe. But of course, the Ghanaian people are patiently praying for 2024 so that they could vote and vote out these gangs out of governance.